Hello, wonderful people. Welcome back to Journey Through. It's Elizabeth, your host. And today, I just want to share quickly a revelation that was shown to me. So this is like the second time that I'll receive this revelation, that I'll be shown this revelation. But now, this time it has been upgraded, because first time it was not this explicit. But this time it has been explicit. But this revelation, the one I saw first and this recent one, both talk about the same thing. They both talk about the same thing. What is this thing? Let's go and find out. So, what's this revelation that I saw? I saw that the first time I would see it, I saw that we were journeying, we were more than a person. It almost looked like we were coming from a party or something. We were journeying. I was also included. As we were going, just suddenly saw that there was a fierce wind, then there was a storm. And then as there was this storm, water was flooding everywhere. The roads were so badly flooded, and we kept running to find a place to put our feet, because everywhere that we put our feet was flooded. So we kept looking for a way to escape, or a way of escape, a way to just get out of the situation we were in. We would leave from a location to another and there would still be water. We leave from a location to another and there would still be water. We would climb up a hill, go down, there would still be water. We would cross. Sometimes you had to wade through the water. But even in all of this, there was no end to the flood. There was no end to the flood. There was no way of escape. None of this. We kept moving from one location to another, from one place to another. Rolled our clothes, jumped on top of buses. This water was big, huge, huge enough that it swallowed buses, swallowed luxurious buses. You know, luxurious buses, very huge vehicles. We swallowed those. We swallowed trailers. Huge vehicles, everything was overturned. This the water, yes, kept swallowing everything that it touches or that it got in contact with. I was so afraid. We all kept running. We just kept running from the water. We didn't want to be carried away in that water. We didn't want to be affected by the water. We kept running. Wasn't me alone, there were lots of people, and we would run and run and run and run from this water, and still it wasn't what's the word, there was still no way of escape. Was so sad. Eventually I woke up, and when I woke up I wondered, what is this, what is this that I'm trusting? That was when I realized that the Holy Spirit then spoke to me as I stood up. That's the great tribulation. That is, those that don't go, those are not raptured with Christ. That is what they will face. There will be no hiding place for them. There will be no saving, no salvation from them. Because everywhere they turn to, there will be not be enough things to save them. It was so amazing, so amazing. I had forgotten about it. I think this was 2 years ago. Until recently. Very recently, I had another revelation. What was this revelation? I was I had this revelation that I was at a particular location, so at a an official environment, and I was with people, and I was trying to be what's the word, to be like. Maybe we were walking, then there was an issue, and then there was maybe light outage at that place. So I had to want to leave the building. All of us were running to leave the building. So I went and used the lift, and the lift was not working, and all of them, we were just running a scatter, and we eventually were able to escape from the building. And we got a building. When we got out of the building and went to the, we started to run around the what's the word? The compound. I was gonna say that the compound, a section of it was barbed, or was fenced with a barbed wire. So as we left that section, we decide to go around the building looking for a place to put our feet, okay, a place to drink and drink. We went throughout the, we had gone throughout the entire compound, because it was a huge, it must have been acres of land. It was a huge compound. So we had walked the length and breadth of it. We got at a time when we had gone to another part of it, that is the boundary of it. That's when I saw that there were tailors on the other side. So I said to tailors, please, let's pass. Let's cross over to your side. Maybe there'll be safety. They said, there's no safety here. There's no way here. Turn back to wherever you're coming from. And that's when I knew that we had entered. I was like, oh God, what is this? So we had to run and leave that place. So when we left that boundary where we couldn't escape to, we decided to run around the building. Like, in I saw around the compound. In that compound, I saw that there were lots of buildings, as in, so like I said, in the compound, there were buildings, like uncompleted buildings. Some were two stories, some were three stories, some were four stories, but they were uncompleted and they were just flat decking. So we started to, so then I saw that water was flooding everywhere. There was water flooding everywhere, so we had to start to climb the buildings. We would climb like sometimes the two stories, like, and then it looked like we were safe for a while until the water starts to flood again, and then it will overwhelm the two stories, and then we jump from that two stories up to another building. You know, we just kept jumping from one building, one surface to another, like from one container to another. In this compound, I saw huge equipment. There were masts, huge network equipment, and I was wondering what was this. So I saw that they were actually, I heard that this is a communications company, and so that this were masts and servers used. So we just were trying to escape, but the more we're trying to escape, we kept climbing higher and going higher, and we couldn't go higher enough, because the higher we went, we kept going higher, and the higher we went, the more like we were still overwhelmed. That means our flight was having no effect. Like, the higher we climbed, the more we still had to climb. And we kept going higher, and the water kept flooding us. It was flooding us. We kept climbing from the, you know, and for each level that I got to, we got to a place where I climbed high, and then I saw that this level that we were in, I saw that there were huge wild animals all around. I was so terrified. So I couldn't stay. I tried to stay and see if those animals did not come in, but I just couldn't stay. The animals really did not hurt me, but I just couldn't stay. We had to climb and jump higher. We kept jumping higher. For every level we got to, there was always something new to see. We climbed higher to the level, and then I saw, it wasn't just me because there were like a lot of people around. Then I saw school students. Why I knew that they were school students was they had uniforms and they looked young. They were in uniforms, and they all too were in this stage or that level that we were in. We had climbed at the same level, and they were there too. Within, and they were trying to run for their lives. They were trying to climb higher too. And we left that place and got to another stage, you know, still climbing higher. And then I saw people in the night wears. I saw people in pajamas. So I was wondering, what happened to these ones? We just kept climbing higher and higher. We got to a point we had climbed higher, and we had gotten to the clouds. I saw that, like, we even climbed on top of the clouds and nothing was happening. So I knew that we were entering into the heavens, like, this way. So we kept climbing higher and higher. And so we had climbed higher to a level where I started to see the sun. I saw the sun. I saw another sun. I saw, like, two suns beside each other. And after we had climbed to this, so I saw two suns beside each other. I said that if we poked this sun, we would be able to see what was in this heaven. So I poked the sun. When I say sun, I mean S-U-N, the sun, yeah. But this time, it was more than the sun. So I poked the sun, and as I poked the sun, I saw that we, what's the word? I saw people, humans, they were sitting what's this manner? What manner can I call this? They were sitting cross-legged. Now, it looked as if they were sitting on the floor or on the surface. It wasn't like the high surface, it was like ground level surface. So, and they crossed their legs while sitting, and they looked like Arab princes. They had turbans, beautiful golden brown turbans on their head, and the robes
the white, and it had gold, white and gold, it had gold on the neck, like embroidery on the neck. And then I saw that there were more than one, they were like three or two. They were there, they were seated. I just wondered, they looked very, I don't know, they looked more like all these Indian gods. You know the way those Indian goddesses look like. Same color, same everything. I was like, what is this? I just left that. I poked another song. That one eye I poked another. I poked another song. I saw humans, like normal humans that look like humans, like people that I could see. But these humans were not ordinary. They were like, it looks like they were immoral. That's the word. Like they were immoral. They had this immoral fashion. They look almost like they were naked, or even if not naked, lewd. Not nude, lewd. L-E-W-D, you know. And they were sort of, you see, worshipping one another or bowing to one another. I just couldn't stand this. I had to move. And then we got to another level where we had seen, like people huddled together, like they were huddled together, moved closer, like in pairs, in twos, in threes, in fours, and they were, you know, in groups like that, like in different sections. And they were huddled together, like they were afraid of something. They had this terror, look of terror on their face, pure terror. And they were really shivering, because it wasn't like they were cold, but it was like something was hurting them. They were hurt. Something was hurting them. I saw that they looked like heat was in that place, but it wasn't really hot. It looked like it was heat in that place. Then I went further, and as I went further, I saw sort of a lake in the heavens, a lake. Now, this looked like a lake. A lake is looked like a lake. But it was an invisible lake, you know. And instead of it to be a lake of water, it was now a lake of fire. I saw fire. It was a lake, then a lake of fire. And then the people were, what's the word? They were in it, because they were comfortable in it, but they were in pain. They were in terror, and they were all seated in this lake. So I saw that the people that I had seen earlier, they were beside the lake, or they were farther from the lake, but they were in torment, in pain, because it was hot. And I saw people in that lake too. They were in torment because it was hot. It was very red hot. But it was a lake. It looked like a suspended, that's the word, like a suspended lake. It was not a lake of water, it was a lake of fire. And it was hot, it was too hot, and they were groaning. And they were groaning. It wasn't like they were really tears, but they were groaning, and they were in pain and torment, and they didn't find it easy. They were in pain, and it was so terrible to watch them. It really was, really was, really was. And that was the height I got to. And I thought to myself, what sorrow for that man that will not be found in his master's year when the master comes. Oh, what sorrow for that man. It says, Apostle Paul described that man as the most miserable of men on earth. If his hope alone is in this world, if only in this world we have hope, if only in this world we have our trust or put our trust, we are of all men most miserable. There is more to life than this world. The sooner we know it, the better for us. There is more to life than this world. Get up, begin to know that there is more to life than this world. What is the more that we have? There is eternity. And if there is eternity, you should find a way to want to be part of eternity. Because eternity is eternal, that is forever. The life here is transient, short. No matter how long you live in a sin, it still is short. So why not grasp a hold of what is lasting forever, of what is eternal, so that your short life here on earth can be replaced eventually at the end with that eternal life that you have grasped. How can you grasp a hold of this eternal life? Believe that somebody loved you enough to give up his son for you, so that you will not be in eternal torment, so that you will not be in eternal damnation and
fear and torment and pain. Accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. Believe Him. Accept Him as Lord and Savior. Embrace Him. Embrace His will for you. Stay in His will for you. Get to know Him. Search Him out. Seek His mind. And then have the hope. If you are His true child already, or His children, you really accepted Him as Lord and Savior, what are you doing? Are you standing in His will? Do you know His will for your life? Do you know what He's doing? Have you found out what His perfect will is? Are you in that will? That's the only way you can avoid or escape this eternal damnation. That's the only way you can escape tribulation when it comes. Because it is coming. It is closer than we think. Tribulation times are coming. Closer than we think. Why not escape it? Why not be a part of it? So that you'll be raptured. You'll be raptured with the Father. We're raptured with the Son when it comes. I want you to have church so that you will be free from this tribulation that is coming on earth, and then you will not eventually have to succumb to what you shouldn't succumb to, and then you will now spend your eternity in damnation and torment in the lake of fire. Come to Christ today. He's willing to accept you the way that you are. Even if you're a child of God, you already believed and you've not been walking this part the way He has asked that you do, tell Him you're sorry. Ask Him to help you. Ask Him to help you with the Holy Spirit to be able to walk His path the way He wants. The way He wants. To be able to walk His path the way He wants. To be able to stay in Him. To be able to stand in Him. To be able to obey Him and follow Him fully. If you have not become His child, ask to tell Him that you're sorry, but today you'd like to correct that. You'd like to become one of His family, so that you can enjoy eternal life in Christ Jesus. There is an opportunity for you today. There is a place for you with the Father. Embrace the Father. Embrace His love. It's sufficient. It's sufficient for the tribulation times that is coming from earth. It will be sufficient. If you have taken or accepted the Father's love, you would have been raptured with Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. So if you have any questions, if you want to talk about anything, if you want to if you have contributions, comments, send it to me on any of my social media platforms. I'll be open to them. So I'll respond. You can send on Facebook. Elizabeth Adegboye is my name. You can send on WhatsApp. My WhatsApp number is 0095915188. You can send on Telegram. Anyway, just send me messages. I'll be glad to have a chat with you. Thank you. God bless you. You can also send through my email, eleesaabe29@gmail.com. Thank you. God bless you.